Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
End of the end of the end of the end of the end 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 of the show show. End of the show show. End of the show show. Coffee! All right! Hi there and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Hi, I'm Gregor. It's my show. We wrap up what went on in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, taking parts of my show like nerd talk and the news and all that and adding it to just random commentary from the crazy crap that's happening in my life. My life! Brand new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast is out now where Space Baby makes an appearance and says adorable things like this.
Did you say podcast?
Podcast.
All right. Yeah. Can you say hot?
Hot.
Can you say garbage?
What's that?
That's a microphone.
Microphone.
It came busting into my office, my studio at home where we record the Full 90 Extra Time podcast, and it was very cute. Cuteness ensued. Have you listened to the new Lana Del Rey record? Because I need to find out what people think of it. Have you listened? Because it is a guaranteed way to make you feel more depressed, should you not be currently or just be a little bit. My goodness. It sounds really nice. That's really well done. And then all of a sudden there's a Sublime cover and it's crazy. It's so crazy. So it's a weird thing that happened. My buddy Sean texted me to say that he was playing the If I Had a Gazillion Dollars game. If I won the lottery, what house would I buy? So he goes on to Redfin and just finds everything over $5 million. And boom, what pops up is Kurt Cobain's final home in Denny Blaine in the Denny Blaine neighborhood. There's like that Kurt Cobain bench that's right there where people go and write stuff, messages to dead Kurt and whatnot. And it is also the house where he sadly committed suicide. That's the thing we're going to... I just want to take a side note real quick. There's a program on Sunday called I'm Listening, and it's hoping to help end the stigma of talking about mental health and suicide. Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Just, we got to talk about these things more so there's more comfort around people who are feeling that way, or for people who are feeling that way, to talk to others and get help and stuff. So we're doing that Sunday morning, I'm Listening, 7 to 9 a.m. on the end, okay? After Kurt sadly killed himself, they removed the garage where he did it, like from the little suite above, like physically tore it down. But now there's this beautiful property. It's like 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, $7.5 million. Wait, whoa. It's on like a 3/4 acre. My God, it's beautiful. Built in 1902. My question, though, is would you live there? Like, could you live somewhere where... Like, I'm not a ghost guy. I don't, like, none of that stuff bothers me. The omens and all, no, you pay attention to omens, you don't worry about ghosts. I won't feel like it's haunted or there's weird rooms or anything like that. That doesn't bother me at all. What would bother me more is that there'd always be people outside, like, taking photos of it and stuff. Like, get away from my house, jerks. This is making the bold assumption that we have $7.5 million to just throw down on a house. The view is incredible. So if you had all the money, if you could just trade up into this place, it's like an 8,000 square foot place with a wine cellar in the bottom for all that wine I don't drink. But if you could afford it, would you buy it? Or would you try and find a different house that maybe makes a little bit, commands a little bit less attention? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think I'm actually more interested in finding out who would steal a roller coaster.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
A wild story from Q13Fox.com. Someone stole a 20-foot-long roller coaster from an Ohio fairgrounds. Oh, I read Oregon. Oh, I'm an idiot. I guess you don't have to be on the lookout for it. But this is crazy. Somebody stole a Go Gator carnival coaster from the Union County Fairgrounds in Marysville. The roller coaster was on a purple and green trailer and has alligator-designed train cars, which are about 20 feet total in length. So somebody pulled up their pickup truck, hitched it onto the trailer, and took off. What are you going to do with a roller coaster? Like, what's the end game here? Is there like a roller coaster black market? Are you setting up your own secret carnival land?
I've got the nine-headed bearded woman. Come ride my roller coaster.
Looks like you could own a piece of Seattle music history. That's a dark piece, sadly. My buddy, who will remain nameless, texts me saying that he thinks Kurt Cobain's Denny Blaine house is for sale. That's the one with Kurt Cobain bench out front. He said, quote, I sometimes get bored at work, Gregor, and I start looking for the if I won a lottery house. And the newest one over $5 million in the search area has set up was that of Kurt Cobain. It'll set you back over $7 million. So according to the listing, that's $30,000+ per month. Or as my friend Chris points out, that's $8,500 each for the four-bedroom pad. Oh, and as a wine cellar.
You just got news.
Okay, so here's the deal. I don't have a video game system anymore. And I'm caught in like several minds about this. We're trying to raise Space Baby without playing video games too much. And his mom and I have like a little bit different opinions on this, but like, I get it. I want to raise him to like run around outside and be fit. And I mean, when I was a kid, I was like able to run around and stuff, but the video games were different then. Like, I want riding bikes and playing in the forest and digging holes and, you know, playing sports and stuff like that. That's what I'm interested in, or doing karate or something is what I'm interested in personally. But we don't have any video games. Except for the last system I owned was PlayStation 3, which I still have, but it's not hooked up. I guess I could fire it up and play Skyrim, which would be dope, actually. But I don't want to waste all that time doing that. But then I see that all these Super Nintendo games are coming out on the Switch, and I'm like, whoa. And then on top of that, there's a couple Star Wars series. I played them on the PC. It's like Jedi Academy 1 and 2, the story of Kyle Katarn. And that was like the best Star Wars game other than Galaxies, original Galaxies. So, like, if they release those games on PS4, God, I want to get that. Is the Switch better? Also, I want to get Microsoft Flight Simulator. You can buy it on Steam, the Valve product. You can buy it on Steam. Like, someone ported it and made it for, you know, PC and back in 2014. I have a crappy old PC. I'd love to learn how to fly a plane using that. It seems like it'd be kind of boring over time, but that'd be super cool. These are just things I kick around thinking about. You know what I do want, though, for sure? Whew. It is Star Wars and Legos come together. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! So if my wife is listening, start saving up, my dear. Lego is releasing a massive new Star Wars Star Destroyer good enough for Darth freaking Vader himself.
That is correct.
It's almost 5,000 pieces, and when complete, is more than a meter long. Whoa. $700?
Patience, my friend.
I could buy a bag full of Gundarks for that much? Jeez. Speaking of plastic pieces fitting together, current research suggests that by 2050, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish.
Cool.
Right? A team of 20-year-old researchers, though, have created a bacteria that will eat the plastic and then convert it into water and carbon dioxide. Ah, wait, CO2? You're gonna need a machine to break that down into something, like those Canadians earlier this week that make it into soap. And finally, Nintendo announced that they're bringing a couple dozen Super Nintendo games to the Switch today. You gotta pick up the subscription service, but you'll have access to some killer games from my childhood, including Super Mario World, Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, awesome, Star Fox, Super Mario Kart, F-Zero, Super Metroid, and The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Oh, that's the one where you throw the chickens! Nerd talk,
talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for listening to the end of the show. Tell a friend, and let's make this thing grow. Let's get it bigger. This all sounds weird.
End of the show. The end of the end of the end of the show.
End of the show.
That was weird.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.